Hey, welcome to the podcast called
Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
This is a podcast where we talk about writing tips, random weird thoughts to start us off that make no sense to anyone, and
how mean Sean is to Carrie, usually.
Oh no, that's true. So hey, thanks for being here with us.
Yes, thank you very much. We hope you chuckle at least one time.
One time. Hey, welcome to the podcast in our house.
Maybe that should be the new name.
Podcast in the house, man.
Podcast in our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little mellow today.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because we said that people could come to our house for Halloween because we have a big trick-or-treating house.
Yeah.
Street. But that means I have to make food for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I got scared because it's 2 days away and I haven't planned anything.
Well, that's okay.
It's improv.
You work best under pressure.
And I don't know if anybody will even show up. And then there's like that whole like, oi.
Meatballs and sausage for days.
No, I don't. Sean's all like, let's do this meat thing. Let's do this meat thing. Let's do this meat thing. And I don't like the meat thing. Anyways, speaking about not liking the meat thing, or maybe liking it. Georgia police have urged couples who reconcile to get a room after an incident.
Are they giving out hotel vouchers?
I don't know.
That would be awesome.
This is from Ben Hooper on UPI, and it's from October 28th, so yesterday, because today, when we're recording this, it's October 29th. And apparently, quote, a Georgia police department urged couples seeking to reconcile to kindly get a room rather than copulating in the grass between businesses.
Ding! That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Maybe we should go on vacation there.
No. The Livonia Police Department said officers responded to a public indecency complaint reported in the grass between McDonald's and Raceway near exit 173 of Interstate 85.
Those people just pulled right off. They were having an in-the-car fight, and they pulled off to get gas and started banging in
the
grass.
It was the sexiness of McDonald's, man. That Big Whopper. No, that's not. That's a Big Mac. It's a Big Mac.
Either way, I don't know. That's not. It was his Big Whopper or Big Mac that got her going. But.
All right. So it says, well, the stupidity. This was their Facebook post. Ready? Well, the stupidity of some people never ceases to amaze us. So, we have some helpful hints for those of you who visit our wonderful city. If you decide to exit I-85 with your life partner while on a road trip to reconcile your relationship, please don't, quote, reconcile in the grass between McDonald's and Raceways.
Anywhere but there.
Instead, they said, quote, get a room, go home, don't reconcile in broad daylight in the grass beside the street. If you're stupid enough to do this, please don't stop in Livonia.
I think that's a little offensive, you know.
What?
Spontaneity is worth a lot when it comes to lovemaking.
Couldn't they have just done it in their car? Why are they doing it in the grass?
I don't know. Like, they could have probably done it in their car.
We know many of people who have done it in the car, and we know many of people who have done it probably in the restroom of a McDonald's. We know they've done it in other restrooms of restaurants in our town. So, I'm assuming those people could have just bought some french fries and used the bathroom.
That's for sure.
But they just did it on the grass out in the open. By the Mickey D's, smelling the french fries.
I don't necessarily like it in the grass. Unless you got a blanket. Grass makes me itchy.
You're such a romantic.
What do you mean?
Like, you used to see all those, like, movies, and it would be like, they'd have picnics, and then they'd roll around in the hay. Get it? And, like, they'd roll around on the grass.
Oh, I get it.
And it was, like, beautiful. And Outlander, I think, has a few of those scenes.
Yeah.
But you'd be like, no, baby, I'm too itchy.
They didn't have anything better back then, you know? I mean,
Man.
As long as it's not missionary's position, I'm fine. I mean, that didn't come out right.
No.
It would have to be missionary.
Okay. It's all about him, as you can tell. This romantic man. This romantic man is all about, oh, I don't want to do it outside.
If you're being spontaneous enough to do it outside in broad daylight, you might want to do something besides just old missionary position.
Wow.
A good doggy style is best for the grass.
Wow. So this podcast
is... Have you recovered sufficiently?
No, I haven't. This podcast is supposed to be about what is it about?
I don't know. You haven't talked
to me. Oh, whether you need a beta reader. And Sean needs a beta reader for all his comments on the podcast. But the point here is, what is a beta reader, right?
What is a beta reader?
All right. So in the world of writing, everyone talks about needing a beta reader or a critique partner. Everyone except for me, because I have trust issues and I survive as a lonely, isolated writer in me. Why are you laughing?
Oh, I was just picturing the snow flying.
So as you hard and
come
sad.
Back inside of your small cabin and stoke the wood fire and shake the snow off your hat because you're an isolated writer in Maine.
It's very hard. Foraging under the snow for leftover hazelnuts from our neighbor's tree.
Jeez.
It's sad. It's hard here. So anyways, what is a beta reader? First off, a beta reader is a person who reads your story and gives you some suggestions that are pretty mild and can feel like a big hug. This is a person you want to party with, a person you can cry to, a person with no mean judgment, right? They're basically the human equivalent of your puppy dog. They're loyal, they're helpful, they're good, and they give you advice, right?
So it's me.
Wow. So what is a critique partner? Critique partners are awesome people too, and they help you feel less alone, and they share stories and ideas with you. They see your story piece by piece, usually in a critique group, and they help you find the flaws in this work in progress, usually early draft, sometimes middle draft. These people are like your life partner. They see you without your makeup on, right? They see your book without its makeup on. They see you vomiting into the porcelain pig of your creativity, and they hold up your hair because nobody wants puke in their hair.
Once again, me. And I gotta say, that's very creative, the porcelain pig of your creativity.
Thank you, sir.
I love that.
Oh, good. So the question becomes, do you need beta readers or a critique partner? And according to everybody else in the whole entire world, yes. But remember, those people aren't an editor and they aren't a critique. They aren't your, like, in a big time way, right? They aren't your dad. They're just someone who gives you feedback, right?
Yes.
All right. So, there's an article, a really great article on beta readers in the right practice. And it goes, Shawnee gets to read.
You might not want to hear this. That's how I start all my sentences.
And then he usually says the next clause, which
is... But there is something wrong with your book.
No, he usually just ends it with, there's something wrong.
With you?
Yeah.
Usually. Oh, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Now I got to start all
over. All right, just so I know.
You might not want to hear this, but there is something wrong with your book.
Says the right practice.
Hear me out. You know how you can read the same page 20 times and then someone comes along and points out a typo? Yep, we've all been there. The same thing can happen with major issues in your book. Things like inconsistencies in world building, character description, plot lines, and even misplaced objects in the story can throw your readers out of your book and confuse the heck out of them. One of my better readers caught the fact that I had my characters shackled, and then a couple of paragraphs later, they were swinging fists and fighting. Where did the shackles go? Good question, dear beta reader.
And that's why your beta reader and beta readers are great, right? Like, you want them to be honest, to actually give you feedback, and to read in the genre your story is in, and point out in a nice, gentle, and loving way the inconsistencies.
Did you write that last paragraph of a quote?
No.
That's like, you tie a woman up when she says no. No,
I don't know. No. No, what the heck?
For playtime.
No, honey. Gosh darn it.
What?
Why do you gotta do this every time?
And she slips her
shit. No!
Because she's got...
No.
Dog tip for life.
I'm so sorry that Sean is like this.
Oh, I'm sorry too. I have to apologize. After receiving sound thrashing from Carrie.
off the podcast.
I must apologize for revealing nothing.
What? The dog tip for life is a lot like it makes you think of our life too, right? So the point here is the dog tip for life is don't be afraid of showing us the messy, disgusting, and less than perfect aspects of your partner. Oops.
Process. You knew what you were saying.
We can love you no matter what. And the life tip is pick your critique partners carefully, man. Seriously, pick someone who wants to stay up with you rather than pull you down, Sean Farrar.
Baby, you know how much I build you up.
You do know. All day long. You do know. You pull me down.
Constantly.
You pull me down. You're not doing the dishwashers right. You're not doing this. Oh, I can't let you use the power tool. You're not good enough to use the power tool.
Baby,
you're blind your right eye.
I taught you how to use that sander. You've been doing such a good job.
It's my sander.
Yeah?
So? I bought the sander.
Right?
It was my sander before you.
Right?
You don't think I used the sander before you existed?
Not appropriately. I'm just kidding.
Choose your beta readers and life partners wisely, people. Do not be me.
Now you're going to have to issue an apology.
I'm so sorry, Sean. You're the best it has been.
No, you're not to me, to the world, for lying to them.
Oh, my God. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. All the podcast notes are on Living Happy on Substack or CarrieJonesBooks.blog. The awesome music was available via the Creative Commons and it's being clipped. There's someone singing outside the window
but
right now.
They're not singing our song.
But that is Broke for Free and the song is Summer Spliff.
Everybody's favorite.
I wish. I'd probably be less cranky.
Yes, you would be less cranky.